Hello, you're listening to Lingo Podcasts, and this is Let's Talk About Languages, the show where I talk about the science of language learning, giving you tips and tricks on how to make language learning easier and less frustrating. Join me, your host, Bumoyo Basso, every Tuesday as we talk about languages, and don't forget to subscribe on your favorite listening app now to never miss an episode. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Lingo Podcast. This is Let's Talk About Languages, and I'm still your host, Bumoyo Basso. I'm very, very happy to be making another episode on the podcast on another Tuesday. Okay, so I just want to use this opportunity to explain some little changes that have been made to the podcast. It looks like a lot of people don't understand the structure, and I understand that because it's a little bit confusing to keep up with, but things are going to be much more consistent from now on, so it's clearer. Okay, so first of all, Lingo Podcast, Let's Talk About Languages, is one of the series on Lingo Podcast. Okay, so it's a series where I just talk in English about languages, about language learning, and things like that that I'm really passionate about. So Let's Talk About Languages is a bi-weekly podcast. I know in the past I've released episodes every Tuesday, but right now it's going to assume a bi-weekly rhythm. So episodes are going to be coming out every other Tuesday. So the last episode, which I talked about iTalki and HelloTalk, which was just 2 weeks ago, and so that's why there's a new episode today, after 2 weeks. So it's going to be a bi-weekly series, Let's Talk About Languages. But Le Vrai Français, which is the second series on the podcast, is a weekly series. And that's a limited series. So we have only a few more episodes left before that one runs out. That reminds me that you should check out the last episode I did with Naked French on Le Vrai Français. Naked French is a page on Instagram, an amazing page on Instagram run by a couple who live in Australia. A couple called, their names are Michelle and Alexander. Amazing, amazing people. It was an amazing interview, an amazing episode, and I was very, very happy to put it out there, but it seems like you have missed it, so you should go back and listen to that one as well, obviously, and of course only if you're a fan of that podcast and if you're a fan of French and things like that. So Le Vrai Français is a weekly podcast. It's a weekly series, and episodes are released every Friday for that one. So we have just a few more episodes left before that series is out. But it's been really fun. It's been really, really fun making those episodes. And I still have a few more episodes coming up, and I promise a surprise. So just stay tuned for that. And it's definitely going to come as soon as possible. The good thing is that a lot of people loved Le Vrai Français, and a lot of people listened to it every single time I bring out a new episode. So the good thing is that there's going to be a spin-off from that, and it's going to be on Instagram, okay? So on Instagram, it's going to be called Real French. So this is just to officially announce that I'm starting an Instagram page called Real French, okay, which is taking over the Instagram page, which was called Lingo Podcast. So Lingo Podcast no longer exists on Instagram, but the podcast obviously still exists. So I converted that to Real French instead, which is going to be a spin-off of Le Vrai Français. And there I'm going to be posting about French expressions and a kind of like, not daily dose of French, because posts are going to be every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, but a consistent dose of French in your week. So that's coming up very, very soon. Very, very soon. Working on that, just trying to put in the finishing touches to that, and that is coming up very, very soon. So I hope this has cleared things up, and I hope there's no more confusion about the two series on the podcast. This is also to use the opportunity to thank you for listening to the podcast, for sharing the podcast, because the family, the community is growing. I could have never imagined that when I started the podcast in January, or when I had the idea to start the podcast last year, October, I could have never imagined how many people would be listening to the podcast, and from so many different countries as well. So thank you so much for that. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you so much for always coming back to listen to the podcast, whether it's Let's Talk About Languages, whether it's Le Vrai Français. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So now we're going to be moving on to the topic for today, which is listening. And I kind of teased that this is what we're going to be talking about the whole of July. And so we're going to be talking about listening. And today we're going to be talking about active listening. Okay, active listening. So I'm going to go into more detail in the second part of the podcast. So don't go anywhere. Okay, so like we all know, or like most of us know, most language learners know, there are four main pillars of a language. Okay. There's listening, there's speaking, there's reading, and there's writing. Honestly, of all these four activities, my favorite thing to do is to listen. And that's why I decided to start this little mini-series of listening, speaking, reading, writing with listening. Because it's my favorite thing to do when practicing my French every day. I listen every single day, and I listen a lot. So today we're going to be going deeper into what listening is when learning a language, and we're going to be talking about active listening. Now, listening in language learning can be divided into, now this sounds like it sounds like a class at university or something, but when we talk about listening in language learning, we're talking about two main types of listening. There's active listening and there's passive listening. Now, today we're going to be focusing on active listening, but probably in 2 weeks we're going to be talking about passive listening, which is, believe it or not, which is harder to do than active listening. So I just wanted to introduce the concept of active listening first, before we actually go into what is quote unquote harder, which is passive listening. Okay, so what is active listening? Well, active listening in language learning has to do with listening for a period of time. I don't know, to a podcast, to a video on YouTube, to songs. It could be songs as well. Just listening to very, very authentic content. That point is important. Listening to very authentic content from a native speaker of the language that you're trying to learn, of your target language. Sitting down and actually noticing and taking notes. Okay, so when we learn actively, when we listen actively, that's what we're doing. That's what we're 100% doing. Right now, we are just listening. You're just sitting down in front of your computer, on your desk with your headphones on or with your AirPods on, and just listening and taking notes, and that is active listening. Okay, it's a concept that is very, very important at all levels. I mean, recently I listened to a podcast that I actually recommend always to everyone who is trying to learn whatever language. I mean, it's a podcast in English, so I mean, if you're trying to improve your English listening skills, then it's great. But if you're already Anglophone and you're trying to get tips and tricks for other languages, it's also good. So it's a brilliant podcast all around. And it's called I Will Teach You a Language by Ollie Richards. Okay. So I was listening to his podcast recently. just while I was preparing this episode, actually. And he made an episode about 2 years ago talking about passive listening, but today we're talking about active listening. But there's a point he made which is very important and which I just want to bring up here as well. So thank you, Ollie, for that. And also, please listen to Ollie Richards' podcast because it's amazing. Okay. So he made a point and he said that active listening is better, or it's something that is very, very important, very necessary when you're a beginner. And now that's something that I share as well. I'm 100% in agreement with Ollie for saying that. I mean, as a beginner, you can't really be listening to music in the background while you cook or while you dance or while you exercise, which is passive listening, and expect to gain a lot from it. As a beginner, what you have to do is more of active listening. But then active listening applies to all levels as well. Okay? It applies to all levels as well. But I think, like Ollie Richard said, and I really, really share that opinion, is that it's better for complete beginners. So if you're a complete beginner in that language, what you should be doing is active listening. You should be listening to content from native speakers, taking down notes and noticing the language, because that's important, especially as a beginner. It's really, really important to actually take your time to notice what is going on in the language and put that down, and then eventually try to practice that with speaking, I don't know, writing, stuff like that. But it's very, very important to take the time to actually notice those things, and that is what you do in active learning, especially as a beginner. Okay, so I just wanted to make that little point and talk a bit about that. But also, like I said, active listening is something that is applicable to all levels. I mean, as an intermediate, you could and you should also active listen, and you should do that as well as an advanced learner. And I mean, it's easier to do this when you're intermediate or when you're advanced, because you probably already have the habit of learning the language. So it's not really difficult. I mean, the hardest thing is forming the habit to actually sit down in front of your computer or in front of your desk and listen. That's hard. I mean, that's really why you have to do it as a beginner, but as an intermediate and an advanced speaker, something that you're already used to, I assume. So I'm not going to talk too much about how to active listen as an intermediate or as an advanced learner. But what I am going to do, and I'm going to focus on in the next part of this podcast, is to focus on how to do it as a beginner. Okay, how to do it as a beginner and how long to do it as well. Okay, so I think we all know that it's extremely important to listen when learning a new language. And now we're talking about active listening now for a beginner. Because if you don't listen, if you don't take in enough input, you can't have any form of output. I mean, it's easy. It's garbage in, garbage out. You can't give out what you don't have. So that's why you need to spend a considerable amount of time listening, and active listening as well, combined with obviously whatever it is you're doing, whether you're an Anki person or you're a Duolingo person or you're a memorized person, I don't know. Combined with what you're doing, you must be listening, and you must be active listening as well, because it's extremely, extremely important. But now you're a complete beginner in French, for example, because I love French. A complete beginner in French, and you ask how. Okay, I understand I need to active listen. I understand what active listening is. I actually have to listen to a native speaker, take notes, and write down what I notice and new words and things like that. I understand that concept. But how do I go about this? I mean, I don't have the habit of doing this, it may be boring. How? The first thing, and again, I love Ollie Richard's podcast and what he said about that. So please listen to that again. It's an amazing episode. I'm going to link that particular episode in the description. But then he talked about passive listening and not active listening, but a lot still applies. So one thing you should do is to listen to content that actually interests you. Okay? That's the first thing. That's extremely important. And I think a lot of language people, whether be it podcasts or YouTubers, are really starting to make that point known because it's extremely important. I mean, it's extremely important. If I didn't spend time listening to things that actually interested me as a French learner, I don't think I would have the level in French that I have today. Because what happens is if you listen to something that you're not interested in, then obviously you're going to get bored. You're obviously going to get bored and you're going to leave it and do something else. It's as easy as that. So the first thing is that you should be actively listening to content that you enjoy. I mean, if you enjoy football, listen to and this is for beginners now. I mean, listen to maybe not a podcast yet, but a little short clip about football. I don't know. You could, if you like music, you could watch an interview of a singer that you really, really like in this foreign language, or a singer that is really popular in this foreign language. It's usually not going to be long. I mean, just short clips on YouTube. If you like football as well, you could also watch videos of footballers. I mean, I remember at first when I watched this video of Eden Hazard, who is a very popular Belgian player who I really love. And I listened to that particular interview for months and months every day. Well, not every day, but almost every day, trying to understand what he was saying, trying to pick out things. Because number one, I love Hazard. And number two, I want to know what he said. I want to know what he's saying, what he's talking about. And it becomes really interesting when you do it that way, because I mean, now you're now getting to see, and I go back to the Hazard example, you're getting to see a part of this player that you've probably followed for a long time that you were not aware of before. I remember the first time, like going back to this interview again, when I listened to Hazard and I understood one thing he said in French, and I was like, wow. I mean, I know he speaks English, but it's like I'm seeing somebody different. It's like I'm in a different world now, and it's really, really cool. And it's that passion, it's that love for what you're listening to or who you're listening to that's going to push you to keep studying that material or a group of materials every day, okay? So first of all, you must find what you love. I mean, there's something we all love. There's someone we all adore. And it's best if you can find that person speaking a foreign language or something like that. So you must find what you like. And for a beginner, it has to be short. Okay, so I wouldn't recommend anything more than 7 minutes. So if you're a beginner trying to get everything I'm saying from this podcast, which is going to be about 25 minutes long, I wouldn't advise you to do that. But probably short YouTube clips would work just fine. Okay, so yes, so that's the first thing. You have to find what you like and listen to that. The second thing is repetition. You have to do that repeatedly. And to do something repeatedly, you need a pattern, right? And to do that, you need to form a habit. I'll explain. For example, you wake up every single morning, right? And you probably don't think about it. You wake up and you head to the bathroom and you brush your teeth. And immediately you have a shower, you know. Or if you're this person that once you wake up, you read a book or you do some exercise. I don't know, you drink water. It's not really things you think about. Personally, every night before I sleep, I drink a cup of water. It's a habit I've had since I was a child. Well, a baby, maybe 2 or 3 or 4. I don't know. But my mom says it's something I've always done. So it's something that is in me. I don't really think about it. And if I don't do that, I can't sleep. But because it's a habit, okay? Now, to do something repeatedly, you need to form a habit. And if this is something that you have never done before, you've never sat down to study a piece of material before, then saying that, okay, for the month of July, I'm going to listen to this material every single day will be very, very difficult. I mean, you may not get past 10th of July. It's very possible. But if you say to yourself that I'm going to listen to this material every other day, and that would make at least 15 days, and that would be 15 days more than you did in the month of June. Right, so I'm going to listen to this material actively every other day. I'm going to listen to it on the 1st, on the 3rd, on the 5th, on the 7th, on the 9th, every other day. And at the end of the month, that would make at least 15 days, assuming July has 30 days. I'm guessing, I'm not sure. But that would make at least 15 days where you spent some time listening to that material, and that's 15 days more than you did in June. And that's progress already. And then in August, you can try to improve on that and maybe work towards 20 days, you know, something like that, or maintain 15 days for some time. It really depends on you, but the important thing is, first of all, getting past that first month. And once you do that, you can really try to keep the habit. And once you can keep the habit, you can try to adjust it as time goes by. Time, that's something I kept coming back to. Time, now, how long are you going to be listening to this material per day? Again, as a beginner, like I said, it shouldn't be something more than 7 minutes, the video. Because you're probably going to have to pause it, write down what you noticed. And each time, you're actually going to notice something different. So, I would say probably if you can do 20 minutes every session, that would be great. But, I mean, you're definitely going to reach 20 minutes, I guess. Because if you're watching a 7-minute video or listening to a 7-minute audio, then pausing, writing should get you up to 20 minutes. So I would say 20 minutes would be fine. And with that, you would have formed the habit, and it's extremely, extremely important, especially as a beginner. Okay, so that's basically all that I wanted to say today. I just really wanted to talk about active listening because I was very, very inspired by Oli Richards podcast. So I'm going to link that in the description below. Also, don't forget that you can send your voice messages. I don't know why I haven't gotten as many voice messages as I've gotten listened. So please send in your voice messages. Ask your questions. I'll be very, very happy to reply to your questions. And don't forget that you can also subscribe to this podcast if you like it. Share the podcast if you like it, and leave a rating on Apple Podcasts if you have the time. So, I guess that's it for this week. Next week, in the next 2 weeks, we are going to be talking about passive listening. And just to get more information about listening, because I've actually done an episode on that before. I think that was episode 5 of Let's Talk About Languages. So just to get more, yes, episode 5 of Let's Talk About Languages, I talked about listening at all levels. So the episode is called Listen, Listen, Listen. So I talked about listening in greater detail and for all levels as well. So if you would love to listen to that, you can also check that out. That's Let's Talk About Languages, episode 5. Okay, so that's it for me for now. And don't forget that you can, in fact, make your language learning dream a reality. Bye for now.